Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Try hit the button. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at a real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, 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 really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I really do appreciate, you know, a lot of you will send me emails with stories. And I like them, don't get me wrong, but I also need you to check them out first. All right? I don't mind checking them out to a degree, but you check them out too. You know, make sure that they've been vetted, they make sense, and all that other fun stuff. Anyway, lots going on tonight. Kimberly Brink is going to join us in the first hour right after the break. Dr. B will be with us here in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we're going to actually kind of think back on our Xander Gibb, who passed away over the weekend, maybe earlier, we don't know for sure, but, you know, he was a regular on the show here, and I think it's only proper and fitting that we, you know, talk about him, remember him, and such a lot. You know, Xander and I, we'll talk about it more in the third hour, but we didn't meet under the best of circumstances, and for any of you who've listened to the show, you'd never know that. I think it was 7 years ago that we he reached out because of something he thought he heard or thought that I said or something that somebody told him I said about the gay community. But I'm not giving it away. You're just going to hang in there and listen to it later on. I do appreciate your time with me. I really do. Well, Joey B's at it again. you almost can't get enough of this guy. I mean, if you're looking for comic relief and you're tired of ventriloquists and, you know, people make fun of you for listening to Rodney Dangerfield, right? I mean, there's always Joey B. It just never stops. It's wonderful. I mean, at least in my world, it's wonderful. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. AOC, this was great. Some of you may have been paying attention. I don't know. But Matt Walsh had called her out after she posted some pictures of her grandmother's house. Down in Puerto Rico. Now, she was using buckets to catch water. The roof needed fixed. And she blamed it all on President Trump and because he didn't give them the help they needed after the hurricane. And then she went on to talk about, you know, the systemic racism that keeps them from getting the money they need. I'd like to flip that and say the systemic racism, it seems to be, is with the Democrat Party. Because every time, you know, you want to bring in Louisiana, you want to talk about plenty of states, plenty of areas that were hit hard by tragedies, disasters, and your people steal their money on a regular basis. Your people go to jail for taking the money that the feds have given to the state, to the city, to the county, to go ahead and make the repairs. Puerto Rico was the worst. There was all kinds of money, federal money stolen. That's why when the president sent the second run of money, he said, look, you can only use it for A, B, and C, period. End of discussion. But the Democrats running that area didn't much care. That's why your grandmother didn't get her money. But let's move on. Matt Walsh called her out purposely. She has two apartments she's wasting money on. She's got a Tesla she's making big payments on. She's making more money than she ever made as a bartender, three times as much. And she couldn't give her grandma $5,000, $8,000, $3,000 to fix the roof and get what she needed? That was too much for her? So, let's fast forward 2 days. Matt puts a GoFundMe up for grandma, raises well over $100,000 from, you know, conservatives who don't care about Hispanics or blacks or anybody else for that matter. I mean, it's obvious in the fact that he raised over $100,000 in no time whatsoever. I wonder how many Democrats gave to that. How many Democrats sent her grandmother money or even put a GoFundMe together for her? There's the rub. They don't want you to take their money. Right? They want you to take our money. Tax money. You try to do it on your own, it's a whole different story. Don't you love it? And on top of all that, the money is raised, and AOC and family reject the money. What a bunch of jerks. And they reject the money because it doesn't fix the systemic racism that's in the way of, you know, the Puerto Ricans getting their money, getting fixed in the whole nine yards. You know what? Just a bunch of hooey. Come on, think about it. A bunch of hooey. Right? Because they want to make sure that it's all government tax money. They don't have to take any responsibility. They don't have to do anything to take care of their own. Why? I wonder why that is. Seriously. I just don't get it. Oh, God. I'm just having fun with this because it is amazing to me. And they keep getting away with it. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'm really appreciating. I was doing something for my own school board gig. I was looking up some information, doing some research. Yeah, I do that from time to time. And I started running over these videos, like running up on these videos. Video after video after video after video of parents coming unglued. Democrat parents. Parents, before they start their little diatribe, they go, hey, I'm a Democrat. I'm on your side, which I thought was terrible to begin with because we shouldn't be on anybody's side. But look at the school board members and say, I'm on your side, okay? Who do you people think you are? You work for us. We don't work for you. You don't have a right to ignore us. I loved it. I watched about 15 of these today. And I'm on fire. And if you parents would get off your butts, and you heard me, get off your butts and get rolling, you could change these education boards. Come see your host. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is Real Time with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOKE. 855-732-5563. It wouldn't be Monday, as it wasn't last week, without Kimberly Moran. I always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, you're back. You have a nice... This is the last day of your vacation.
Yes. Oh, when's the last time? I took 2 weeks at the end of the year, so...
Oh. Well, oh, that's Christmas.
So...
That's not really a vacation. You're like running like a nut job around the holidays, aren't you?
No, before the holidays.
Yeah.
And, you know, right before. But so I take off the last 2 weeks of the year, and it's nice because, that, you know, obviously the house is all clean and it's all Christmassy. I love it.
Yeah, okay.
But this year,
you what? Well, my daughter was home. She used to sing Christmas songs in August. I'm like, no. You'll have to move out
okay.
to December.
I don't go that far. I have a friend who's the same way. She listens to Christmas music all year round.
No.
I don't go that far.
No.
When it it's like November, I think I start.
Oh my God.
Although, as you know, Joe.
Yes.
I still have my snowman Christmas tree up because I vowed I wouldn't take it down until we got to go back to work because of COVID, and I'm still not back in the office. So I still have a Christmas tree up in my living room, fully decorated, and we turn it on every night.
Wow. Okay, well, good for you. I'm sure the people driving by the house are going, don't knock on that door.
You can't see it. You can't see it. It's in the corner. Oh, to COVID.
Oh, it never stops. You know what I'm saying? It just, now look at all the news that came through from last Friday, just till today, about, you know, Comey and how that's heating up and how the mainstream media is still trying to cover for him to a big degree. Now, let me see. The virus may have accidentally escaped from the Wuhan lab, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this is the first we're hearing about this, right? Because we had no clue this was happening before.
Right. So tell me, Joe, what's a bigger conspiracy? That some moron ate bat soup or that it came from a lab where they are known to work on this kind of thing? What's the bigger conspiracy?
We already know.
Pretty sure I'm going to go with the bat soup.
Bat soup, Alex. Well, I can't say that. He's gone. I can say bat soup, Alex, for 200. Who took his place?
I forget. I don't know. I don't watch
it. A lot of help you are. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, but look, the funny thing about this, we already knew this. We knew this, you know, year plus ago. And there were even hints of stuff that was going on there back 2 and 3 years.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
So,
and we've been funding it,
you know,
in the U.S. taxpayers, our taxpayer dollars has been going to fund it. We've proven that already now, too.
Nothing but lies. Nothing but lies at
Nothing
the congressional level. Nobody will go to jail. Nobody will suffer. This is why some of these people say, nope. you know, we do need a revolution of some kind. And I'm, you know, I was never for that, but I'm saying to myself now, how are you going to fix it? I learned a lot about the convention of states last week. I'm pretty much 99% there on the convention of states, because now that I understand it, you know, we can call the shots. And we don't need 37 states to do it. Go ahead. I hear the labor.
What happened last time? What happened last time, Joe?
What, did we have a convention of states?
Yes. What happened last time we had that? And the people that went did the complete opposite. Mind you, they did good things. However, I don't trust people now. I do not trust anyone in the political class. Zero.
Yeah, I actually, the process I would trust, and I get it now, and I understand it. My concern is that, are those Republicans in those states strong enough to hang on?
Correct.
Right? Because it doesn't, not up to the governor. It's up to the legislatures.
And if, as you know, Republicans throughout the country don't have spines.
Right.
Not all of them. Some of them are fantastic, right?
Right.
But too many of them are spineless worms.
Yep.
They talk a good game, but when it comes for the tough, for the really tough fights, they run like cowards. So I don't trust them. I don't trust the process. I don't trust, I mean, I trust the process. I get the process, but I don't trust the people. That's the problem.
I'm with you. And I don't trust our people. That's the sad part.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't trust our people. You know,
and I mean,
you think you send them there, you think you'd be able to trust them by now, but you can't anymore.
Nope. You know,
they go whatever the way the wind is pulling them, poking them, pushing them, you know?
Yep. And that's the problem, unfortunately. And we all suffer as a result.
Yeah, just great. Well, listen, there is a bright spot today. I want you to know that when Kamala Harris, whatever her name is, when she got to Guatemala, she was greeted with cheers of "Go home."
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. How funny is that?
So wonderful. They got her number.
That was wicked funny.
Well, when you think about, you know, when people say everything's on the up and up and there's no problem here and, you know, we're very transparent, I still go back to Harris and I say, look, here was a woman, a person, a candidate that was totally rejected by everybody in the Democrat Party. Nobody wanted her. Of all the kids, she was a woman of color and she got rejected. And yet yep. She was the first choice for Joey B? I mean...
It's all... So the Democrats can say that they're not racist? I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Totally.
She's a horrible pick. She's completely 100% useless. She was useless as AG. She was useless in California. As you know, you had to deal with her. Democrats thought she was useless. The only person who didn't think that Kamala Harris was useless was Willie Brown. Okay? So.
I knew you were going there. And
you knew I was.
I was just too slow to stop you.
Why stop me? Let me just go for it. It's me,
well, we believe it
not
is
you, but you guys can all send your emails to Joe.
Yeah. I still like the sign in the background. That could have been toyed with a little bit on her plane, right? Wheels up. Remember?
Oh, God, yeah.
Stop it.
No. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. So, I'm going to behave. Did you see, though, that the, I don't know if it was the president of Guatemala or the vice, I think it was the president of Guatemala, basically pointed the finger at Biden and said, Biden's the reason people are going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they all are.
Yeah, because we all know the truth, except for apparently Harris. And Biden doesn't even know what the hell day it is, so he doesn't know what's going on anyway.
Right. Oh, no, he doesn't know where he is. I got a great little piece I'm going to play later on, a little clip, where he has no clue as to where he's at, and it's wonderful. Anyway, Joe Bettini, your host, just on the real side. Don't go far, a lot more when we come back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the DarkSide Group, accused of perpetrating the attack. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the nation, was hit with the ransomware attack in May, shutting down the pipeline for several days and causing fuel shortages across the southeast. And an official with the World Health Organization says that the agency doesn't have the power to force China to be more transparent about the origins of COVID-19. Mike Ryan, head of the organization's emergencies program, told reporters on Monday that it cannot compel any member to cooperate with an investigation, but that they expect their members to contribute. His statement coming as there have been more calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be? We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. Always love when she's on me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does from time to time. Actually, every Monday. But then except when she goes on vacation. Then it kind of leaves me here alone.
God forbid.
I know. I like the wine. I want people to feel bad for me. Anyway, hey, I'm sure you were listening earlier, but, you know, you heard about the AOC debacle over the weekend where she really would prefer to have $100,000 in tax money than private donations.
Poor abuela. She has such a crappy granddaughter.
It's like, you got $100,000 in Puerto Rico. That woman could have a 16-room mansion.
AOC makes $174,000 a year, right? That's what Congress critters make.
Yeah.
And she couldn't have helped her grandmother out. It's been going on for over a year. She's been, her house has been in that condition. I responded to that because I'm like, daughters and girls in the family typically are the ones who do help out their mothers, grandmothers, etc.
Yep.
They don't wait for the government to jump in and say, hey, we're going to help you out, because most of us know that government services suck in the first place. But she's complaining about it, trying to pin it on Trump that Puerto Rico didn't do something with her grandmother's house, and it totally backfired on her because it just made her look like the total scum that she is.
Isn't it true, though? It is so sad when I think about these people. I think about what they're doing. I'm going, my God, they can't get out of their own way. And they don't see their own hypocrisy, do they? I mean, seriously, right in front of their faces. And I wonder, I said, why didn't a lefty, what a great line. If a lefty jumped on this, did a GoFundMe, and had all these Dems put money in there, because they're always raising money like crazy for stuff. And they could say, look, we're willing to help our own. How come the Republicans aren't? But that's not what happened at all.
They are only willing to raise money for far left-wing activism. They don't care about actual people suffering. Are you kidding me, Joe? Okay, so let me give you an example.
Please.
Years ago, this far left-wing blogger in New Hampshire got into a car accident, and someone, one of her left-wing friends started a GoFundMe to help her out for medical expenses, whatever. So all of us at Granite Rock contributed, because regardless of the fact that we totally disagree, she's still a fellow blogger and a Granite Stater.
Right.
Do you know that that woman has been the most hateful witch ever since then? Hateful, disgusting witch over that.
Towards you guys.
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, you know what? I will never contribute to any left-winger again just to help them out, because I don't care about our policies when you're hurting. Oh, yeah, she's evil, evil, evil witch. And that's exactly what AOC is, and that's exactly what most on the left are. They're just evil, vile people.
They're totally selfish.
And I don't mean, and I, can I, I just want to say something, and I don't mean, I'm not including all Democrats in that people. I'm not including those of you who are center left. I'm not including liberals, quote unquote. I'm talking about leftists. I'm talking about people like AOC. I'm talking about people like Nancy Pelosi. People like that who are actually extreme left, who hate your guts and wouldn't lift a finger to help you if you were on fire burning in front of them and they had a fire extinguisher.
How about
sorry?
How about don't forget Tlaib, who's the other one? Omar.
And Ayanna Pressley.
Yeah, Pressley.
Friggin' all nutbags. All vile, evil nutbags. All of them.
You almost say they were the offspring of Waters, but man, they make her look like a saint.
Oh, God, yeah. Maxine Waters got nothing on them. And she's out of her mind.
You know, somebody was asking me about her today. I said, you know, she still has an 80% approval rating in her area. Think about that. Let that sink in. She has done absolutely nothing for them. She doesn't live in their area. She lives in a $4 million mansion.
Gated.
Right? Yeah. Anybody
fence
home?
Or something.
I mean, think about it. And yet, how could she possibly... She hasn't lived there for years, so how could she possibly be in touch with her people?
Joe, they don't... All they see is Democrat. All they see are sometimes she comes out and says stuff during election times. They don't grasp the truth or reality because they're not told it. Her actual district is filled with gangbangers. It's violent. It's poverty-stricken. She doesn't give a crap. She's done literally nothing to help her own constituents. Not one thing in her entire failed career as a politician.
You
yet they keep voting for her.
She
it's
has like, authored three
it's
bills.
It's like they have Stockholm syndrome.
Oh, what? They do. She's authored three bills. Did you know that?
Oh, that most of them, that's all they've done. And was it naming a post office?
Well, one was naming a post office.
See? See?
Oh,
there you go.
Sweet Jesus. Just amazing to me. All right, well, the California Board of Education has totally approved unanimously the CRT ethnic study. So here in California, you will learn, and you know, at taxpayer expense, that as a white person, you are the root of all evil. I mean, my Bible tells me it's money, but hey, whatever.
You know, I just am dumbfounded by this. I am dumbfounded for a couple of reasons. Not by California by any stretch, but they're trying to push this all over the country. And before that, they were trying to push craptastic racist BLM training. I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me if BLM was part of this, like writing this crap.
Right.
Why? Why would you want to tell one race that they have to hate themselves because of the sins of their fathers? The other thing is, why would you tell another race that they can't make it in life, they can't be successful in life because another race supposedly hates them? Neither of which are true. Like, you're teaching one group to be victims, and you're teaching the other group that to hate themselves.
Yep.
So you're victimizing both groups.
Yep.
All groups, really.
Yeah.
And the worst part is it's bad enough if they do it in business, but they're doing this to children, Joe. They hate our children. The left absolutely hates our children. They want to destroy the next generations, and this is the kind of crap they do to destroy them.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I mean, again, they know, as Hitler knew, as Mussolini knew, as Stalin knew, they knew that if they got the youth, they had the country. So they've got to break it down to the point where they've got control over them mentally, physically, and, you know, whatever. And that's the only way they're going to win this. Because they can't get to the old folks. Right? So look what they're doing in the military.
They tried to kill the old folks off with COVID.
What's that?
Yeah, they tried to kill the old folks off with COVID.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kimberly, you and I have talked about this a million times. I keep saying I figure there's going to be some kind of uprising. I don't want it to be violent, but I don't know how you stay away from it at this point.
You know, I don't know.
Right, see?
I've kind of lost hope in Americans because so many people have just fallen hook, line, and sinker for all the lies they've been told, for all the controls that have been put on them, you know, for becoming brown shirt Karens throughout this whole thing. It's almost like we were an experiment for the left to see how far they could go, and they got pretty far, and they were able to go pretty far without any kind of pushback until recently. Some parents and some Americans have woken up, a good number now, and that's why the White House changed their tune, because people don't trust Fauci. They don't believe a lot of the COVID crap. I mean, you have to get a vaccine and you can be free. Oh, no, but wait, you really should wear the mask still and socially distance. You can still get COVID.
Sort of, yeah.
You can still get COVID if you get the vaccine. Why would you get it?
I agree. I'm 100% the same page with you. I don't get any of this. You know?
Oh, so, okay, wait.
But we're
so
easy
let me,
to follow.
Let me
now, we've been taught to trust the government.
Oh, God, no. Who? Who?
Well, not you.
Sorry.
The generic okay. You, okay?
So even when I was younger, I'm pretty sure I didn't trust the government before I even knew anything about politics. I told you my father nicknamed me Mouth because I questioned him all the time on everything. My CCD teachers, I questioned them all the time on everything. Imagine the government.
I can't even imagine. All right, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, doing something more than nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Do it. It's that simple for me, anyhow. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to help kick things off, make things start going here. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always always a lot of fun. Man, there truly is so much to talk about. Don't you agree?
Every freaking day.
We're just flooded with stories. The Democrats are going after the Hispanics in big numbers, right? Trying to get them, you know, we're your friend, especially the illegal ones, you know. And yes, I always love that because when I talk about illegal aliens, somebody will inevitably always write an email that says, people aren't illegal. I'm thinking, how stupid can you be? Right? Apparently, I shouldn't ask that because they seem to take it as a challenge sometimes. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, there was just some mayoral elections in Texas, Republicans won in Hispanic Democrat strongholds.
Yep.
So that's extremely interesting.
We must have cheated, right?
In my opinion. What?
I said, they're going to say we must have cheated.
No, Democrats always cheat. You got to get 5%. You know as well as I do, Republicans have to get 5% more votes to cover the cheating that Democrats always
do. That's very true.
No. So come on.
Listen, If we don't pick up the House and the Senate in 22, then you know it's more than rigged. I'll use the words that I don't want to use. It's over.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Here's the thing. That's why they so badly want to pass H.R. 1. Pass. I just said that with a Minnesota accent. They so badly want to pass H.R. 1 because they know they'll be able to rig elections forever and Republicans will never win again if they pass that horrifying anti-American piece of legislation.
Yeah. And they don't care anymore. But are you surprised by Joe Manchin's resolve at this point? Come on.
I like Joe Manchin. I don't agree with most of his votes, like 90% of them, 90 or more.
Right.
I don't trust him. I do not trust him.
You think he's going to break?
Yep, because he's done it before. So I don't trust him. I have a little bit more trust for Kyrsten Sinema. However, I haven't really looked into her votes as much, but I know Joe Manchin mostly votes with the left. So I know how his votes are. I haven't really looked at hers as much. The fact that we're relying on two Democrats to save our constitutional republic shows you how bad of shape this country is in my opinion.
Well, because we weren't, I don't even know if it's, we're not paying attention. We're not engaged. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's going to take Republicans to actually get engaged. Now, you have to admit, though, in the last few months, what you've seen happen at the schools with parents, the uptick in parents engaged and screaming and yelling and doing what they're supposed to be doing is grown exponentially.
It gives me hope. It gives me hope for this country. It gives me hope for the future. And it gives me hope for our kids. Because as you and I have talked about multiple times, one parent cannot stand up and speak because that parent will just be hammered and called all kinds of names and have their children destroyed. One parent cannot get up and speak. You have to do it in groups. And when you all parents get together and you speak up for your kids, you win. Your children win and this country wins. You have to do it. You cannot just sit by and wait for everyone else to do it. You have to get together and all of you storm the freaking school board meetings and say, enough, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore.
Not violently, though.
Not violent. When I say storm, I don't mean it like that. I mean, show up and speak and testify, whatever, during this public. I'm sorry, I don't mean it like that. It's what's the word?
No, it's public comments. They get 3 minutes.
But when I say storm, I don't mean it in that way.
I was having fun with you because if Maxine Waters says get in there, break in, start cracking heads, that's okay.
That's a
call for a peaceful protest. You know, Trump says let your voice be heard, and all of a sudden he's calling for sedition, right?
Yeah, no. When I say that, I mean all of them have to get together. They have to show up at the school board meetings. They have to email all the school board members. They have to get the press involved, and hopefully they have some press anywhere, at least, that are halfway decent and will report the truth. And they have to make other parents aware of what's going on. A lot of times parents don't even know what's going on in their schools or what their school boards are doing. When they find out, they lose their minds. But if there's a group of parents that are getting together to stick up for your kids, it works way better than if just one of you goes or two of you goes. You should always go no matter what, but groups, going in groups actually works the best.
Yep.
As you know.
No, I agree with you. The more the moms in the room, the more uncomfortable the trustees are. Let me tell you what. So you want to get as many in there as you possibly can. Make sure that you've got real facts. Do not scream from an emotional standpoint. Because emotions are not legal. We can't act on emotions. So bring us stuff
not on the our side
on,
anyway.
You know? Yeah, well, no, I know. Their side, it's for them, it's the actual Constitution. You know what I'm saying? They just don't stop. But whatever.
What I find, Joe, is you can use emotions on our side, emotional reasoning on our side, as long as you have facts to back it up. That usually works pretty well, because if you use the same kind of arguments that the left uses, only you have facts to back them up, you win. I've done that often, and it's a winning argument, depending on who's in charge.
Will they take our facts? Or you have to be their fax.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Seriously. Yep.
That's the problem, Joe. You can't have an honest discussion about anything if you can't agree to the facts in the first place. And that's a huge problem that we have in this country with the left and the right. The left never uses facts to have honest discussions about their policies or legislation they want to put into place. They simply make crap up and speak from emotional reasoning. I don't want to say reasoning because that's not even the proper word. They speak from emotions and feelings as opposed to facts, or they'll make facts up. And that's a huge problem. You guys, we have to learn how to deal with that and deal with it in a hardcore way that smacks them down so people understand that they're lying.
Yeah, I agree with you. We need to call them out on a regular basis like they do us.
Correct.
Can't let it go. You have to stay on it. And we don't. We want to play, again, I'm just going to go through this over and over and over again. We want to play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're playing guerrilla warfare. You lose before you get into the ring.
Yep.
Man, crazy.
Yep.
Just totally not. You still didn't. I love the thing about the Guatemala with Harris, though. You know, I didn't. You were telling me that I had read somewhere else. Didn't she bring cookies back to the reporters or something?
You have to bring that up right when I'm taking a sip of water. Yes, Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
while she was on.
See me on a 16-hour flight. Come on, everybody, grab a cookie.
See, Kamala Harris brought back cookies in her likeness. Back to the off the record, back to the reporters, the press pool on Air Force Two. And it was so cute. She was even wearing a pearl necklace.
Oh, God.
And I'm just going to leave it at that.
You think she has a movie hidden somewhere?
A movie? Is that what you said?
Video. I'll say a video.
Oh, probably. Do you know what that? You know what else? The funny part of the cookies were, it was a blank face.
Oh yeah, that's right. I read that.
It was. There was no eye. You know, it was just a blank face, and then.
But isn't that apropos for her?
Well, it is because she's not saying anything that she isn't told to say. She's just a puppet. But I thought what was funny is the cookie that I saw, and I make cookies, so I understand how to make cookies. It was like they had the cookie, and then they specifically put something else over to make the face more blank, like a mask. Very interesting. We could go, we could go into in-depth psychological analysis of these cookies if we really wanted to, and the fact that she handed them out, but these cookies actually say a lot about Kamala. They really do.
Oh, God.
Who knew a cookie could be so telling?
She went from long weekend, now with the cookie. I mean, just really seriously, it is all about them. Nothing there. Joe, you know, look at just in the last couple of months, Joey B with the prayer breakfast, no prayer, right?
He didn't acknowledge D-Day, Joe.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Somebody else told me that. I should go look.
Go look.
Wow.
Didn't acknowledge it.
Well, maybe he doesn't know it's that time of year.
Yeah, so I don't even blame Joe Biden for that because he doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know where he is, what day it is. The reason he has to keep going home to Delaware is because that's the only place he really knows.
Yeah.
He didn't acknowledge it, and that's intentional on the part of his puppet masters.
So are you still on the essential human rights platform, you know, known as Twitter? So
yes, I am. Conservative IND. Fun times, kids. Fun times.
Oh, God. Lots of fun. You can have lots of fun if you allow it. All right. Joe Massini, your host, Dr. B, joins us next hour. A lot more coming up. Don't get lost. Come on back.